Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week from the BSU Women's Track Team, Christy Berkeley. Once again, Christy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Winner of the 200, the 400, and the 4x4 last week. Congratulations on that. Comparing your times with previous times and your own personal goals, where are you at this year compared to the past couple of years?
I think I'm right where I'm supposed to be. We've run on a couple different tracks this year that have made a difference. This last track in St. Cloud was a surface that we've never really run on before, and the times tended to be a little bit slower, but I did make a very small improvement. So I feel like I'm right where I need to be.
Each particular event, take us through again what is the most important part of each one of those. We'll start with the 200.
The 200 is all speed, so from the time you get out of the blocks to the time you cross the finish line, you have to go as fast and as hard as you can around the corners, trying to keep your speed up, and like I said, just it's all speed the whole way.
How about the 400?
400, half speed, half strategy, just trying to get out of the blocks right away. There's certain things, certain points during the race where you should be focusing on different things, so I just try to use experience and what I know works for me and pace myself at certain times and go fast at certain times, finish hard, and hope for the best.
And how about a relay?
Relay is a little bit more complicated. You have to think of your own race, which for the 4x4, it's still the 400, so half strategy, half speed, but you're also working on handoffs and making sure your other teams are prepared or your other teammates are prepared and just hope that you can work together.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Indoor tracks can have different banking in the corners, correct?
They can. Indoor tracks can have banking. They can be 160 meters around where you have to run a little bit more than a lap for 200. There's so many different variations of the indoor track, which is why we have conversions when it comes to the national qualifying times.
Which do you prefer running? Obviously a straightaway, which I would guess, or do you feel you can make up a little time on the competition in the corner?
In the 200, I would prefer the straightaway. Just the turns, my turnover isn't as fast as the other 200 runners. 400, I do okay on the corners just because it's more striding out than trying to get a good turnover. But, I mean, even the surface of the track makes a huge difference. Where you've got a hard surface, you're going to be faster, a little bit spongier, you're going to have to work harder. So it's different every meet.
You are provisionally qualified, I believe, in the 400, if I'm remembering correctly, for the national meet. What's next for you, getting you ready for hopefully another trip to the Nationals?
Yeah, I am provisionally qualified. I'm in a perfect spot for me to be in right now, so I'm comfortable with it unless some drastic things happen. I'd like to think that I can start preparing, and so, you know, you have to just look at past conference. Conference is next weekend, so prepare for that, but also prepare for after that as far as training and everything goes. So just kind of plan for it and try not to get... Try not to plan too much, but enough.
I know that you're not going to like this question, Christy, so I apologize. Is there enough competition week in and week out for you?
You know, it depends on the meet. For me, I would love to have someone ahead of me every meet. It's not realistic, but even if there's somebody relatively close where I can, if I'm in front, I can picture that they're right behind me, that makes a huge difference. And the last few meets haven't been that way, so it's been harder for me. But the next two, this one that we have on Thursday and the conference meet, there should be people in front, if not right next to me. So, I mean, I'm excited for that.
Again, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU Beaver track and field teams, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.